Braintree is continuing to battle the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us this afternoon with a look at that is the town's mayor, Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you as well. The update on the coronavirus cases, positive cases, cumulative total to date is 1,186. I just want to add that we did have 21,729 voters vote in Braintree, which is 78% of our registered voters here in Braintree. So we're very proud to give out those numbers. In regards to the events in the recent days, I've been working with the restaurant owners to try to come up with some solutions to the new mandate of the 9:30 closing, which is really not going over very well with them, as expected. It's a very difficult situation, so we're looking at ways that we can try to help them get through it as well. We're also working on tightening up our nursing home testing. We're going to work with them this week. We're going to have a meeting with our long-term care facilities because we do, have a lot of knowledge and experience as to what happened over the spring, and we don't want a repeat of that. The majority of our deaths came from long-term care facilities, and we want to make sure that we're not going to have that kind of spread again. In addition, the school committee is reviewing some plans to bring students in school at the elementary level to either two full days or four half days. So that's something we'll be discussing on Thursday night. It's a big move for those grades to get some more in-school learning for them. I think that, the numbers have shown us statistically that the spread hasn't necessarily happened in schools. One of our biggest challenges, eventually, when we start to bring the cohorts together on the school side, is really transportation. It's one of the biggest issues, and I think that if we can manage our transportation in a way and have the ability to put more kids on the bus, then that would give us the opportunity to really bring the cohorts together and get more students in school that want to be there. So I'll tell you, Halloween happened, and it was a pretty slow Halloween. I have a lot of candy left. I've been working on it on a daily basis, but we did have Halloween, and the weather, I think, and maybe a lot of and the fact that coronavirus and the spike, et cetera, kept people home. So that's pretty much a recap of what we've seen in the last few days.
And as you said, it sounds like the election overall, as far as a logistical point standpoint, everything went pretty smoothly in Braintree.
I got to tell you, what a tremendous job our town clerk, Jim Casey, and his staff did. The registrars did a great job, and all of the poll workers. It was extremely organized. We had three polling locations for the last three elections. So not only have they been through the two elections, but they also had a special election that we had on a Saturday. So they have been boots on the ground, working tirelessly to get through these numbers. And, Jim Casey and his staff, so organized that, we had the numbers very quickly, and there was no issue with, getting the ballots through the machines. I mean, I know that other states are having tremendous amounts of difficulty in doing so, and it's too bad because, we all deserve to, have an answer one way or the other in the election. And, here in Braintree, it's a model of how other communities could do it, to be honest with you.
And you said also, just to recap, things look like they're fairly okay at the schools right now?
Yes. I mean, we have the nurses were very helpful when we did contact tracing back in the spring and into the summer when we had the spike in the cases. And, they all are on board 100% and have done a great job at, if someone is positive that goes into the school, doing the contact tracing, making sure that we quarantine the folks that are directly exposed. So we've had, and we've had cases that, you know, we've had within the different schools. The high school, we had a massive testing for grade 11 and any other students that wanted to on a Saturday a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, fortunately, there weren't any positives that came out of it. But we've managed it extremely well, and I give, you know, great credit to our health department here and also our school nurses. They've done a great job.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.